Eyebrows were raised when the Czech president, Miloš Zeman, returned from a state visit to China, not on a government plane, but on a private jet hired by the Czech Republic's richest man, Petr Kellner. Now, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has entered the fray, describing the head of state's decision as a political mistake. Ian Willoughby reports.
President Miloš Zeman traveled to China on an official Czech Air Force Airbus. However, he returned from the four-day state visit on a private plane hired by Petr Kellner, a publicity-shy businessman whose wealth is estimated at over $10 billion. The entrepreneur was not on the plane, but had earlier taken part in a meeting between Mr. Zeman and the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Mr. Kellner's PPF Investment Group has sizable business interests in China in the form of loans provider Home Credit and signed a fresh contract during the visit. The Czech president's office said Mr. Zeman had taken the private plane because it wouldn't need to refuel and would get him home 2 hours quicker, allowing him to attend an event early on Tuesday, the most important state holiday of the year. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for PPF said the plane had not been Mr. Kellner's private jet, but had been hired on a one-off basis. However, the head of state's choice raised eyebrows. Political scientist Mikhail Romantsev is among those who have questioned the decision, also saying it carried a security risk.
In my view, it is a highly unusual step for a president or any constitutional official of any democratic state. There is at least a huge suspicion of conflict of interest. I think that the idea must have caused great disquiet on the part of those tasked with ensuring the president's safety. On the other hand, he is the commander-in-chief and he gave an order, so they had no choice but to accept it.
For his part, former Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg suggested that in another EU country, Mr. Zeman would have to resign over taking the plane. After initially refusing to be drawn on the subject, the Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka entered the fray on Thursday. In an interview for Czech radio, he was critical of the decision.
It is a political mistake that has unnecessarily damaged the otherwise good image of the president's visit to China. The president, a senior statesman, should pay attention to the prestige of his office. He should go on foreign visits on a government plane and also return on a government plane.
The Prime Minister also reacted to a controversy over the selection of recipients of high state honours handed out on Tuesday night, saying if he were in Mr. Zeman's position, he would have changed some of the names on the list.